بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: حوضي مسيرة شهر، ماؤه أبيض من اللبن، وريحه أطيب من المسك، وكيزانه كنجوم السماء، من شرب منه لا يظمأ أبدا. وفي رواية: حوضي مسيرة شهر، وزواياه سواء، وماؤه أبيض من الورق. رواه البخاري ومسلم. In this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, my hawz, my fountain, we talk about the hawz, the kawthar, the pond, the fountain. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. So we have given you, inna a'tainaka, we have given you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-kawthar, which one of the meanings of Al-Kawthar, they refers to the fountain. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will give Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The description of this hawd has been mentioned in this hadith, Masiratu Shahrin. It is so huge, so long. It is so long that it will take a person with a very fast conveyance, 1 month's journey to complete just the length of this hawd, this fountain. So it's extremely long. مَاؤُهُ أَبْيَضُ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. This water is more whiter than milk. وَرِيحُهُ أَطْيَبُ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. And the fragrance of this water is far more better than musk. وَكِيزَانُهُ كَنُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ. And the amount of goblets or cups that will be in this pond are equivalent to the number of stars that you see in the sky. مَنْ شَرِبَ مِنْهُ لَا يَظْمَأُ أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks from this holy kawthar water, he will never ever become thirsty again. So these are the few descriptions that have been mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one riwayat is mentioned, وَأَحْلَى مِنَ الْعَسَلِ. It is sweeter than honey. وَأَبْرَضُ مِنَ الثَّلْجِ. Or whiter than snow. Whiter than milk and cooler than snow. وَأَبْرَضُ مِنَ الثَّلْجِ وَأَبْيَضُ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. And one riwayat says that whoever drinks from it will never get thirsty and his face will never ever become black again. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned in another hadith that some people will come towards the Hawd al-Kawthar and suddenly somebody will intervene, an angel will come and he will say, no, you people have go to Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, why? هَؤُلَاءِ مِنْ أَصْحَابِي. They are from my ummat. Then the angel will say, وَهَلْ تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. Do you know, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what these people innovated after you left this world? The innovations that they brought in, which was not part of your way of life, which was not part of your sunnah, and they brought those things, they introduced those things which are not sanctioned by Shariat. So those people will then be chased away from them. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the hawd al-kawthar water on the mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in hadith that the Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah, ta'arifuna, will you recognize us there? That you will be able to give us the Hawd al-Kawthar water. He said, Naam, yes. You will have signs. And from the signs, I will make out my ummati. One of those signs, Tariduna alayya ghurran muhajjaleena min athari al-wudu. When a person makes wudu, he washes his face, he washes his hands, he washes his feet. Now wherever that wudu water reaches the different parts of his body, especially the forehead, the face, and his hands and his feet, just like how we have a horse, a black horse, and it has some whiteness on the forehead, some whiteness on the feet, and that horse is outstanding amongst the other horses. You can make out immediately that this is my horse, because of that certain marks it has. All other horses are black, and this one is black, but it has that white on the face, white on the feet. So when a person makes wudu, those limbs will shine on the day of Qiyamah. And Rasulullah will make us out from those features that we will have on our body, that whiteness or the brightness on our face because of wudu water that has reached there. And he said, this is my ummat. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, once she read about Jahannam and she began to cry. ذَكَرْتُ النَّارِ فَبَكَيْتِ. Rasulullah said, why are you crying? She said, I read about Jahannam. And he got so afraid. Then she asked, فَهَلْ تَذْكُرُونَ أَهْلِكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Will you remember your people, your family on the day of Qiyamah? Rasul said, listen, three places, فَلَا يَذْكُرُ أَحَدٌ أَحَدٌ There are three places, three stations on the day of Qiyamah where no person will remember any person. No person will remember the other. عِنْدَ الْمِيزَانِ When our a'mal will be weighed, حَتَّى يَعْلَمَ أَيَخِفُّ مِيزَانُهُ أَمْ يَثْقُلُ Until the person doesn't know whether his good deeds will be weightier or lighter, until that decision is not there, he doesn't see it, he won't worry about anything else, he'll just be bothered about his own. Whatever he has to answer before Allah Ta'ala, he'll be standing there by that mizan, by the scales, and he'll be worried about himself. So that time nobody thinks about anybody else. And وَعِنْدَ تَطَايُرِ السُّحُفِ When our registers will be given to us, those registers will be thrown to us, So if a person receives it in his right hand, that's a sign that he is successful. If he's given the book in his left hand or from behind his back, it means he has failed. So that time every person now is worried. And he's not bothered about any other person. He wants to get his book of deeds in the right hand. Until that doesn't happen, he'll be worried and concerned. And then, وَعِنْدَ الصِّرَاطِ At the time of Pool Sirat. إِذَا وُضِعَ بَيْنَ ظَهْرِي جَهَنَّمْ حَتَّى يَجُوزَ Until the person doesn't go across. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worry for the ummah. But this is in general, that these are three stations where a person will only be worried about himself. And therefore, in another hadith, when he sahaba asked, where will we see you in the day of Qiyamah? Then these are the places Rasulullah said, you will find me at Mizan, you will find me at Pool Sirat, you will find me at the Hawdi Kothar. Sahabi asked, Rasulullah told him that first you must look for me at Pool Sirat. فَإِن لَمْ أَلْقَكَ عَلَى الصِّرَاطِ If I don't see you at Pool Sirat, then you must check me. Look for me at Mizan, where our a'mal will be weighed. If you don't see me there, then at least look for me at the Hawdi Kothar. You will definitely find me there. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the Hawdi Kothar water from the Mubarak hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why we always make this dua when we make dua. Ya Allah, grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah and bless us with the Hawdi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. To get this Hawdi Kothar water, one of the very important things is we must bring the true sunnah in our lives. We bring the sunnah in our lives and we make a wudu and our salat regularly. We'll have this brightness on our faces on the day of Qiyamah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will very easily recognize us and he will give us the Hawdi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah.